Good to have you all with us today. You know, and Brandy, we'll start out with you because this is something I mentioned to you that we're just concerned about our young people, and I know you guys are, and some of them have been leaving us too early.
Yes. So this is happening, and it's really personal because we have students in our ministries that is being affected by this, not just because they're friends with them, but because they're actually in our ministries and dying. And so we came together as a group, and we're trying to find ways that we can speak to our students and help encourage them, pray with them. And we're still brainstorming on how we need to be proactive. We haven't totally figured it out yet, obviously, but that's the thing. Our students dying and our students feeling like they don't have hope and feeling like they don't have direction is sort of what brought us together to start talking about this and start being really bold, I think, in talking about it to our students. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, and as we discussed today, just pull the mic in and grab it from the guy next to you. If you have something you want to say, and we'll just kind of have a round table discussion, even though it's a half a table. We are talking about suicide today, and that's a word you don't even like to say, right? But how are you guys handling that whole subject with your young people? Let me hear from you.
What we've done is we've been real direct about talking to kids about it, and you know, sharing with them that they're not alone and that there's people that are willing to talk to them and there's people that love them and care about them and that they have a place to talk to about it. And then just praying with them and praying for them directly is what we have endeavored to do and we're beginning to do in our ministry. And I know these guys are doing mm-hmm. similar, same thing.
All right. How about some others? What's happening? What are you saying to your kids?
I think we need to take a step back sometimes and think about youth culture and what our students are actually going through as the church, because teenagers really help the church to stay relevant to deeper aspects of our culture, and we often don't give credit to that.
Mm.
And so teenagers also have a way of keeping the right questions in front of us as we look at society, but so often we forget to listen to our teenagers. And I think for me, that is one of the most important things that we can do, is not necessarily talk to our kids or indoctrinate our kids, because our students are critical thinkers. They know what they want, or at least they think they know what they want, and we need to be there to facilitate and help them process those things. And really deeply listen to them so that we can understand what the culture is, mm-hmm. what they're going through, so that we can better minister to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a great tool for both youth ministry or the people in your church, the leaders in your church, and even parents.
Mm-hmm. Eden, going to jump on you over here, but let's talk a little bit about what some of the causes are. What's causing our young people to go to this drastic a step to ending their life?
You know, I think it's something we have to approach real carefully and delicately, because I think there's a lot of different reasons. We can tend to just blanket things with a reason, and I think that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I want to give an exact reason, yeah. but I know it boils down to just a lack of hope in their lives. And that's where I really just think we need to turn all this back to the cross mm-hmm. and the hope that brings. Through Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. Without that, I don't think there is any hope. And so that's our answer, is to just point the kids to Jesus and use this time as our community is just in pain. They're kind of reeling, and our kids have all been affected by this. Use this time to remind them that life is short and it's precious and it's to be lived intentionally with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tragic when we see these young people that have so much life in front of them, and they take it, you know, and there's so many that are maybe struggling physically and want to stay alive, and they can't. And so it's a heartache for parents, and we want to talk to the parents, too, as we go through our discussion today. We'll take our break, and then we'll be right back to continue our discussion today, talking about life is precious. Suicide certainly isn't, and we want our young people to stay alive. Stay with us. Four Corner Spotlight continues.